This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. My guest today is someone that we spoke to last year in advance of the Culture Night in the Icelandic capital, another feast of events in Reykjavik taking place over the next few days to look forward to, some of which will perhaps break the winter gloom which continues. My guest is Guðmundur Birgir Halldórsson once again. We're talking about the Winter Lights Festival, but also Museum Night, which is very much connected. But the Winter Lights, I guess, people will be particularly interested in those because it's still pretty dark out there.
Yeah, this is the darkest time of the year, and that is one of the reasons for this festival, because January and the, you know, and February, start of February, is the darkest time in Iceland, and the idea for this festival was to bring some light and some fun into people's life. And why not use light? You know, this is, I'm actually come from the Westfjords, where in at this time we have the celebration of the Sun Cafe, where people bake pancakes to celebrate the that light will is starting to come.
Yes.
So I would say this is our version of that here in Reykjavik, Winter Lights Festival. We are celebrating that light is coming on this darker time of the year, and we do that by light installation around the city center.
And this ties in with Museum Night, which of course has a slightly longer history, I think. We'll talk about that. But let's start with the winter lights then, because this all begins tomorrow, Thursday.
Yeah, so it starts tomorrow, and we have put up 20 pieces, art pieces, and they're all built around this light installation concept. So there are different versions, like with Hallgrímskirkja, we put more lights on it. It's already beautiful, but there will be some extra lighting to do it a little bit different this time. And we are importing a piece from Holland, which is like built on, I don't know, sustainable energy. So it's like bicycles and people bike to light up the piece. But still, it's called light battle. So if you're on one side biking against another one, you like the power, you know, swifts.
I see.
How
I see.
Fast you bike. So that's going to be on Ingolstorg. That's going to be fun. And we will also have a kind of well-known indie international band called Animal Collective, who will be playing here in City Hall. There will be light installation made by one of the guy's sister, Abby Portner. She will do a kind of a, it's called Funhouse here in the City Hall. But the band will play each night of this festival. The festival is 4 days, starts on Thursday the 6th and ends on Saturday the 9th. So these are 20 pieces, and they our artistic director, which we work closely with, is Cecilia. And she comes from Seyðisfjörður in the east, and they have a light festival there called List í ljósi, which is happening the weekend after.
Okay.
So there's some of the artists are performing here are also performing there.
You can see around Iceland that so many decorations, which might be Christmassy in nature, you might think that they're Christmassy in nature, are actually winter lights. We put our winter lights up in October. I think they'll be up until March. And you see that not just here in Reykjavik, but around the country. So this really does reflect the love that Icelanders have of lights in the winter, doesn't it?
That is true, yeah. Like, we just keep the Christmas lights going, you know. And when you are here in January, you see there's a need for it. And, of course, in Reykjavik, sometimes there isn't even snow, so we do need the lights. But what I always say with this Winter Lights Festival, Reykjavik is the northernmost capital in the world. So there is need for lights here.
There is at this time of year. Plenty coming during the summer, of course.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
We talked about Museum Night as well, which is on Friday.
Yeah.
It's been around for a lot longer. Let's just dial back a bit on that and talk about the events taking place for Museum Night, because that's not just here in the capital, is it?
No. So the whole Winter Lights Festival is, even though these art pieces are mostly here downtown, the Museum Night is all around the capital area, Hafnarfjörður and Kópavogur. Museum Night started, I think, 2004, because people here, we heard about this concept from Europe, and we wanted to just do something different and try to reach crowds that usually don't go to museums, because the museums here are amazing, and I think it's very important to try to get in like new new generations, younger people. So what this museum night here is, it is a bit Icelandic, so it like starts earlier and closes earlier. You know, it's dark anyway.
We don't have to. Yes.
So for around 40 museums around the whole capital area will open their doors from 6 to 11, and it's free attendance. And there is like special happenings. You know, they will have there will be bands playing, there will be performance art, a lot of gallery openings happening. And I think it's definitely worth it for people on, this is on the Friday, the 7th, yes, to go to some museums, could be close to you, you know, if the weather is bad, but I think the forecast is okay. And yeah, and just like see what's happening. It's, the schedule is amazing.
Anything happening at the swimming pools?
Yeah, so on the Saturday, we have the swimming pool. Now we are focusing in Reykjavik on one swimming pool, so we're going to see how that works. So Laugardalslaug will be open free for admittance from 5 to 11, and there will be a DJ there. There will be circus acts and something called... We have like this tradition of troubadour singing, like Icelandic folk song, and there will be something they call bakkasöngur, like singing on the... singing in the swimming pool.
Yes, yes.
something like that.
Yes.
So, yeah, we can see how it... Everyone will go to that pool, so... But there's also be something in Hafnarfjörður happening.
Okay, but there's a chance to be in Laugardalslaug as late as 11 p.m. It usually closes at 9 at weekends, doesn't
it? So it's a bit later, so that's a bit fun to try that out. And with this DJ, you know, atmosphere changes so easily in a swimming pool, which is so magical, you know, to be there. So I think it's going to be worth checking out. So basically, you could say the whole Winter Lights Festival, we are using this lights installation and the museum and the swimming pool, which is like what the city has to like lift people's spirits.
Yes. And I know there's a move to make Reykjavik the Christmas city. I mean, it is anyway, but of course, that's the direction of travel. There's more money and more funding going into that. You can almost imagine this Winter Lights Festival, if we continue with all this fun through the year, it would just join up with Christmas.
Yeah.
And we'd never switch the lights off.
That is true. And, you know, that is actually what we've been somewhat doing, you know.
Yeah.
Except the artistic director, she's like, doesn't want to be too Christmassy, yes, you know.
Yes.
So, yeah, but that is what we do. Actually, there's a Christmas tree here in front now, which want to get taken away before tomorrow because it is fun to bring the lights, but maybe we can cut up the trees though.
I think that tree is in, this is the perfect climate for that Christmas tree, isn't it? It's having a final time out there.
Maybe it's just an all-around deer tree.
Maybe I think so. Okay, so details of this will be on the Reykjavik City website in English as well.
Yeah, you can go to the Reykjavik City website and you see a link there. If you just Google Winter Lights Festival, also in English, you should go to that website. And then there's schedule, you can see. So yeah, I just recommend going out. It's starts everything, the lights installation on Thursday, but it will be also Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then the museum night on the Friday and swimming pool on Saturday.
And this really kicks off a fun year for the capital then.
Yeah, I think so. It's going to be festival after festival. No need to be bored in Reykjavik.
Not at all. Thank you very much again for your time. We shall doubtless talk again about the amazing events taking place in the capital throughout the year. Gudmundur Birger Haldursson, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Roof English Radio, my name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.